This is program number LW2127. Well, you know, it's strange how many people today are doing everything they can to simply class up their act. Hi, this is Larry West. I mean, it's amazing how we've evolved into a glossary of fancy new names for the same old stuff. For example, he's not a house painter anymore. He's a protective coating engineer. We don't have any barbers anymore. They're now hairstylists. You know what a sanitation engineer is? A garbage collector. And the environmental control specialist is a janitor. You know, polishing up your act by giving old jobs new names is not so bad. In fact, it's never wrong to dignify your job. It's never wrong to dignify whatever you do. You know, unless it's immoral. And that's where the problem comes in. Today, we've taken things that are flat, ungodly, and we've glossed them over by giving them shiny, new, sweet names. I mean, you know, we don't have any drunks anymore. Why, he's not a drunk. He's a guy who has a disease. Have you seen the commercial? The fellow says, alcoholism is not a moral weakness, it's a disease. So, we don't have any drunks anymore. He's an alcoholic now. He beats his wife, starves his children, and murders people on the highway. But he's not a drunk. He's an alcoholic. Did you know that adultery does not exist anymore? Having an affair, that's what we call it these days. But don't dare call it adultery. Homosexuals are gay. Sounds a lot cleaner. You see what I'm getting at? Now, murder, that may be just a little different. Just maybe. But more than likely, his mother was overprotective and he was greatly inhibited. For that reason, he can plead insanity. He was never allowed to rip up his teddy bear in a temper tantrum when he was a kid, so now he rips up his children in an outrage. Bless his heart. You know what I'm telling you is true. We've glossed it all over with fancy new names. I say new names. They're not new at all. This has been part of our up-to-date vocabulary for a number of years now. I mean, it was more than a dozen years ago that a rock music group performed at the Mid-South Coliseum in Memphis, Tennessee. According to Jim Willis of the Press, and this is the way he put it, the group was dirty and sick and morbid and violent and disgusting, and the audience loved every vile minute of it. The leader of the group performed by caressing himself, by making immoral gestures to the audience, pantomiming a murder, a beheading, a rape, and by stabbing a baby doll, dramatized violence in the death of an infant. The audience roared with approval. But what's wrong with it, we would ask today? Isn't it just an interpretation of music? Come on. Just by using new words or expressions for the same old junk doesn't change the truth. Abraham Lincoln once asked a fellow, how many legs does a cow have? 4, the fellow said. Smiling, Lincoln asked another question. All right, if you call her tail a leg, how many legs does she have? 5, said the man, putting his finger on his chin. Nope, said Lincoln. Just calling a tail a leg, he said, doesn't make it a leg. Hey, you can't say sin is not sin just because you don't call it by its right name. Our modernized, mechanized, computerized, futuristic world may need a lot of sugar, a lot of sweet understanding, but it also needs a heavy portion of moral responsibility. Sin is sin. I don't care what kind of flowery name you give it. All the pinstriped Sigmund Freuds we've got around the country these days just cannot take the place of the robed Jesus Christ. He is the great physician. Freud might have helped to correct some maladjusted personalities, but it's Jesus Christ who takes away the sins of the world. I like what the kid said in the Bible, the one who ran away from home and ended up in the pig pen before he came to his senses. Facing the truth, not sugar-coated excuses, he simply said, I have sinned. Listen, we're not going to find peace and happiness and security. We're not going to find what the purpose of life really is until we first face up to the truth, admitting where we are, embarrassed with red faces, honestly admitting, I have sinned. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free, right before I can care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.